You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Bro Bridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pros studio. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
President Biden just had his best fundraising month yet. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Democrats in his campaign raked in $127 million in June, more than a quarter of it after last week's debate the president's still trying to recover from.
The Biden campaign is having a hard time calming supporters down. They reportedly had an hour-long Zoom call with hundreds of Democratic donors on Monday. One participant said no one feels good about this. Another said there are still a lot of unanswered questions. They aren't sold on the argument that the president simply had a bad night.
Fox's Madeline Rivera at the White House. Next hour, President Biden will go to the D.C. Emergency Operations Center, pushing for new workplace safety standards dealing with excessive heat. Then there's a Biden campaign event later in Virginia where he may speak out again about the Supreme Court.
No one is above the law, not even the President of the United States.
The principal, he says, yesterday's ruling undermines.
Because the power of the office will no longer be constrained by the law, even including the Supreme Court of the United States.
Now, that ruling does give presidents immunity for official acts. It does not shield them, though, from unofficial acts. Former President Trump's hoping the decision thwarts three more prosecution and helps him appeal the New York hush money case conviction, writing to the judge wanting to delay next week's sentencing. Hurricane Beryl remains a Category 5 powerhouse that could hit Jamaica tomorrow. It's already done a lot of damage in Barbados, Grenada, and other islands. At least two deaths reported. Another flight rocked by turbulence, injuring 30 passengers on the Air Europa plane going from Spain to Uruguay.
Six people are still in the hospital because of it after the Boeing 7879 Dreamliner emergency landed in Natal, Brazil.
Fox's Nate Foy reports photos show.
There's damage all over the cabin. You see the overhead bins are dislodged. The New York Post reports one man actually got stuck up there in an overhead bin after reportedly being launched during the turbulence.
Turbulence on two other recent flights also injured passengers. One died. America's listening to Fox News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. An important message about your timeshare from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. Contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance, and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about timeshare cancellation.
Call 800-887-1010. 800-887-1010.
For years now, people have been switching their wireless service to Pure Talk to save money. Just $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text and tons of data. But more people are switching to Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, to support the America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to help prevent veteran suicide. To make the switch, dial #250, say the keyword save now, and you'll be connected to Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team. Make the switch, same service, save money, help vets, pound.
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here. Every day, News Talk 96.5 KPEL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer may be yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental disorder that requires a comprehensive approach to treatment. Learn more at moretoadhd.com. This message brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Ooh. Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. What a great day. Terrific Tuesday is here. Appreciate everybody joining in with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. MatthewJames.com. MatthewJames.com. Just quick on a programming note. 10:06, Mike Monclaw will join us. President of the Louisiana Oil and Gas Association. You got a chance to listen to John Cormoosh yesterday. And Mike might come on in and ask me, where's his equal time? I gave John a whole hour. So it's all good, folks. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that was said yesterday on this program. So and after the big live giving money to Gumbo Pack, I mean, it's been a big deal all day. I've heard from people all day about that. And so Mike Monclaw is on. I got Gifford Briggs. He called me. He wants to come on next week. He's on vacation. Actually, Mike's on vacation. He just decided he wanted to come talk about it. So we'll do that at 10:06. Don't go anywhere. It's the Moon Graffon Show. Don't forget in tomorrow. And then kind of a best of the next couple of days, Thursday and Friday, and then back live on Monday. So that's what I'm hoping to do. It's in the summer. It's still hot around here, and I'm not talking about the weather. Let's go to my special guest, Attorney Royal Alexander joins us. Royal, how you doing?
Good, Moon. Good to be with you.
Well, a couple. You know, it's amazing before we get to this, and Royal's on here, talk a little bit about a couple of rulings in the Supreme Court. Hey, Royal, you know what? Before you even talk about it, ain't it amazing, though? So Donald Trump gets convicted an outright outlandish falsified lies. And the Biden administration, Obama, the media is all excited that the rule of law, justice was done. So now they come back with this immunity deal, and all of a sudden, Biden, Chuckie Schumer, who's never smiled in his whole life, those guys now are talking about how bad the court is. They can't. When they win, the court's great. When they lose, the court's bad. If somebody that votes normally Democrat can't see the ignorance and the evilness of what these people are doing, you can't even never explain it to them because it's amazing. They win, it's a great court. If they lose, it's a horrible court.
That's exactly right, man. And I'll tell you, what you're talking about is what the court is responding to, the weaponization of our courts and our legal system that no candidate, no former president certainly has ever been exposed to. You don't have to support Trump to realize the courts have never been used in this fashion. And these two cases this week, one directly pertains to it. The other is where the federal courts aren't going to defer to federal agencies anymore, which is hugely important. But let's talk for a minute about presidential immunity. A president, no president, and it's like Gorsuch said, man, y'all are all focused on 2024 and this presidential election. We as the court have to put down a rule for the ages, because we've never been forced to decide the issue of presidential immunity, and that's because we've never seen a lawfare, in other words, using our courts, weaponizing our courts against a political opponent like this before. This is why the Supreme Court has had to rule as it did yesterday. But what they held was essentially in core constitutional areas. Again, we have a three branches of government, judicial, legislative, and executive, and pretty much the president embodies the whole executive branch. Well, what the court said was there's no way a president, any president, Trump or anyone else, can be expected to be looking over their shoulder the whole time, knowing when they have to make snap decisions as president in real time, maybe pertaining to things on the other side of the world, that they can't be worried about when they leave office, am I going to be criminally prosecuted for this? So what the Supreme Court said was in areas of core protection, where the chief executive is acting in their strongest power. Mm-hmm. In other words, things like when he's the commander in chief, or when he grants pardons or reprieves, or when he nominates judges and other cabinet people, or signs or vetoes bills, or when he directs federal agencies. Those are core executive powers. He will have absolute immunity from criminal prosecution. And in every other area, what they call the perimeter around that, he's going to have the most likely implied immunity. In other words, presumptive immunity, the court called it. And the reason all of this is so important is because people love to throw up again January the 6th. That's what this whole thing's about, Jack Smith and Trump on January the 6th. And basically, let's not forget that one of the president's core responsibilities is to see that the laws are faithfully executed. And Trump can certainly make the argument that counting the electoral votes correctly, seeing that American election laws are followed, and that the Federal Election Commission rulings are upheld, that's faithfully seeing that the laws are executed. People say, oh, no, he was just doing that because he wanted to be president again. Well, there's no way we can know someone's motivation. But as president, Trump could faithfully see that the laws are executed. So what this does, Moon, it forced the president, the Supreme Court, to come out and say, you know what, it, just like y'all tried to knock him off the ballot, we've never had that either. We've never had an individual state try to take a national presidential candidate off the ballot like Colorado and other states did. The Supreme Court gutted that too. Now they're saying, unless essentially it's an unofficial act, say a president's at a fundraiser, he slugs someone in the face, knocks him down, and they bang their head and die. That's an unofficial act. He could be criminally prosecuted for negligent, I guess that would be negligent homicide in that instance. But that's a very rare, unlikely thing. By and large, most presidential actions will be immune from criminal prosecution, and it has to be that way, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, dude. The ruling, especially the left, everything's political with them. Everything. And that's the problem in the process. If the Supreme Court was really doing its job, it should have been 9-0 in favor of this. It's what it should have been. But you got the ones that were put there by Barack Obama. I think it was Barack Obama. It may have been another one by Biden and Barack Obama, that they will never care what the Constitution says. Every decision they make would be 100% political.
It is. And that's why. And the ruling, the writing is so strong. Just because it's based on our separation of powers. I mean, the framers put in place this government that can only work if the legislative, executive, and judicial branches stay in their own lanes. And the reason the left is going insane today, AOC and the rest of them, she's just nuts. I don't think I've ever heard of someone dumber, but that's a separate issue. The three forms of power we have, legislative, executive, and judicial, the courts have to stay in their own lane, just like Congress has to. You can't have a Congress saying, we're watching the president, and the moment he makes a mistake, we're going to try to bring a criminal prosecution against him. The court said yesterday, with our separation of powers, there's no way you can have an energetic executive and a fully participatory executive if they've constantly got to look over their shoulder and say, my God, I really need to make this decision. It's a hard decision. It may involve, you know, some grave situation. I got to make it fast, but I wonder once I'm not president anymore if I can be criminally prosecuted. You can't have any president worried about that. So that's why this decision is so important. I wish it hadn't taken so long. I wish Trump hadn't had to go through everything. It's been remanded to the district court. There's no way this trial will now take place before the election, if at all, because the way the Supreme Court wrote this ruling, the district court's going to have to go and say, prove to me that his acts weren't official. Show me how it was unofficial, and you can criminally prosecute it. But that's just one of the very important decisions. Again, immunity from criminal prosecution. But Moon, let me shift gears and talk about this other case. It's the Chevron deference.
Yeah, that's a big one too.
Your listeners.
By the way, I had somebody on yesterday, but I'm glad you were able to talk about it too. This is a case that's gotten overlooked because everything else is happening. This was a very, very important case. Very important case.
It is, Moon. It's so important. And because so much, in my view, good things are happening. And when I say good things, I mean when courts are just, again, staying in their own lane, just interpreting the law, not making it. The making of law, the making of policy is supposed to be the political branches, U.S. House, U.S. Senate, and the president. When courts just interpret the law, and there's some other excellent decisions, but this Chevron case, man, since 1984, essentially, the Supreme Court has said that as long as an agency makes a reasonable interpretation of its own rules and regulations, we're going to defer to it and say that it's correct. Well, 40 years later, we see that that was a disaster because some of these federal agencies are out of control. See, Moon, a lot of them think, you know, whoever this president is, they're going to be gone in 4 or 8 years. We're going to have a career here of 35 or 40 years in this agency, so we're going to decide what the policy and the law is. And that's so illegitimate because our Constitution calls for the Congress and the president to decide what the policy and the law is. So an example I always use, Moon, is, for example, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, is frequently out of control. And this is an example that they tried to do in the past.
They're nuts.
So a farmer's field in South Louisiana or in North Louisiana, three of the 12 months a year, it floods. And while that flooded property is sitting there in the rainy season, and we've had a ton of rain this year, the farmer's land is flooded. And while it's flooded, it reaches and touches an actual river or stream that we would consider a navigable waterway.
Sure.
Well, what the EPA loves to do is come in and say, wait a minute, while the farmer's field is flooded, it's actually touching an actual river or stream. So we're going to say the farmer's field has become a navigable waterway. We're going to deem it a wetland, and now we're going to come in and regulate everything we want on it. If he has any toxins, you know, if he used pesticide, if they got a snail darter on there, got a cocky-headed woodpecker, the endangered species, all that jumps on that poor farmer simply because 3 months of the year, his property floods, and it touches an actual river or stream. That's such an abuse. But Congress has either been too lazy or just too afraid to make hard votes and write good, tight statutes.
Hey, DeRoya, do you have a few more minutes? I could take a quick break, come back and wrap up with you.
Yes.
Okay, hold your thought on the EPA, because that's where we get all this Green New Deal crazy stuff, lies that they're forcing people to do. This is where we need to fight back. Roy Alexander, we'll take a break. Be right back. Look out, y'all. I'm coming to turn. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajun's, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajun's delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it, we do it all. Raging Cajun's products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajun's one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it. It's Moon Griffon. Yeah, Hi, y'all. Welcome back. It is great to be with you on a terrific Tuesday, 4th of July week. When it falls in the middle, toward the end of the week, but you got a whole weekend, long weekend for a lot of people. Happy 4th of July, Independence Day. It'd be Independence Day if Obama and Biden and the rest of the leftists would leave the country. It would truly be Independence Day. All righty, Roy Alexander, my special guest, talking about Supreme Court in the next few minutes we got left. Roy, you were on the EPA and why this ruling, and I wanted to ask you a question real quick. People need to really go dive into what the EPA has done to them and then fight back now. My question, would they fight back with lawyers or they just quit doing what the EPA is telling them to have to do? How does all that work? Especially on this Green New Deal, which is a lie.
It is. Well, the reason I want your listeners to feel as encouraged as I do is because that's the very point. Now a private party, it's still going to be expensive, but they don't have to fight the fight in the agency itself. I mean, in the agency, there are administrative law judges like at the EPA, and every federal agency has administrative law judges. They're paid by the agency, and they're going to tend to rule in favor of the agency. And that's what's so essentially unfair from a legal standpoint. Now, and I love this. And in 1984, and God bless him, Justice Scalia was part of the ruling in 1984 to do Chevron deference. But that was 40 years ago. That was the middle of the Reagan administration, and life was different. We have it's an entirely different situation today. So I'm glad they reversed it. And what they're saying is the agency is we're no longer deferring to an agency's interpretation of its own rules, because it's like you have the judge, jury, and executioner all right there at the EPA. And that's insane. You got to get it out of the agency now and let a federal judge. And Justice Roberts had a great line in the ruling. He said, these federal agencies like the EPA may have subject matter expertise on issues of the environment, but they don't have subject matter expertise or any special expertise when it comes to interpreting statutes. That's what courts do. That's what judges do. Interpret words on a page mm-hmm. in a reasonable way. And he was so correct. So, yes, and not just at the EPA. The ATF's out of control, too, man. There's other agencies.
Well, let me ask a question. If President Trump was to win, and by the way, what I think they're going to do to that man is I can't say on air. But if President Trump was to win, can he – why can't he go department to department and say this is enough of this crap? Why can't he?
He can.
Because I know people say, well, they got civil servants. The hell with that. He knows now. You start with the EPA. Let him get mad. Let him trip. They're going to trip on. If Trump came out tomorrow and say he wouldn't run, they'd still be mad at him. So it doesn't matter. So start with the EPA, the education department. And I'd go each one. I'd lower the number of employees. I'd get rid of a lot of the things that they're trying to do. Anything to do with the Green New Deal that the federal government's supposed to send somebody, I'd get canceled. And I would do that in every – because he kind of oversees those departments, don't he?
Not kind of. He absolutely
does. That's
what
I meant.
As the chief executive of the executive branch.
He oversees
them all. He has the full power to fire them, and I think he will. I think, in a way, if he's elected, it might end up working out better that he's learned so much now.
Yep.
He has seen so much where the corruption is, the deep state. He could fire half the federal government. I think he will, just like I do think
he
will attempt to do a mass deportation of illegals from this country.
He should.
I think he will go through and say, first of all, y'all are way too far into American life. None of y'all were elected. I'm going to force. And it's like the case that reversed Chevron here, Moon. It's just a poor fishing company, I think, in Washington State. They forced them to buy this device. And to us, you're like, well, it was only $710 device. Right. But to a small business, regularly having to make a purchase like that. But if the Congress wants that small fishing boat and all across the country to have to buy that device, mm-hmm. the Congress needs to say that in a law.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be up to somebody at the EPA
or any other agency. I was told no matter who we elect, the bureaucracy is going to run it. The Supreme Court said, no, they don't have that jurisdiction. Some president, the left will never do this. The Obama left will never do this. They want big government to control people's lives. That's who they are. They're going to leave minorities, white people, everybody way behind. Only the rich and famous will move forward. That's who they are. That's what communism is.
But that's why we have judges who will enforce the brilliant document. This whole system of checks and balances is brilliant, Moon, and it never quits being brilliant. That's why if the courts force each
each, including the courts, got to stay in their own lane, too. And they got out of their lane with things like abortion, gay marriage, and a bunch of other stuff. If it's not in the Constitution, it needs to be decided by the states. Well, here, some unelected bureaucrat who loves the environment more than they love God doesn't get to tell this poor farmer with his flooded field or the poor man with the fishing device that brought the whole
thing. Yeah, game. I got it. Royal, you know just because of time, I got to go. Great job. Appreciate it.
Okay, man.
All right, we'll be right back. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing up to $3,000 off qualifying high efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com. My friends at Shoemaker Homes have done it again. They just released a one-of-a-kind plan that you'll want to see. Imagine stepping into a French country-inspired home that's the perfect blend of elegance and functionality. Welcome to the Avery French Country Plan. Stunning two-story, 2847 square feet masterpiece by Shoemaker Homes that features 4 beds and 2.5 beds. Open kitchen layout. You got to check us out. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. You ever dream of building your perfect home? The time is now. For limited time through June 30th, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. $50,000. Use your savings how you want to and bring your dream home to life with up to $50,000 in options and upgrades. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com is who needs to build your dream home. Schumacher Homes. Trust them. That's $50,000 on your next custom home, folks. You need to call Schumacher Homes or go to the website. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com.
LA 22.
This hour of the Moon Graffone Show is brought to you by 1% List Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back to the Moon Graffon Show. Terrific Tuesday. Great to have you with us. Happy 4th of July, Independence Day. Freedom. If everybody knew what the left wants to do to them, they're not about freedom. They're not about your freedom. They're about controlling every part of your life. Of course, if you want to kill a baby, they're okay with that. If you want to smoke dope, they're okay with that. But that's it. Everything else, what you eat, how you dress, your job, how much money you make, they can control it all. You can't tell the dumb voters that. They just don't understand. They think if you think Barack Obama's going to make you profitable, he's not. He made himself profitable with the communist China and everybody else. So it's amazing. You know, I'm watching all this. You know, Chuck Schumer, he came out blasting MAGA Scotus after historic Trump immunity decision. By the way, he was the one, remember in 2020? So Trump had put a couple of people on the Supreme Court, Kavanaugh and Colin Berry, and he's the one that says that he threatened them. He threatened them that you would pay the price if you dared turn Roe versus Wade, which they did, later did. They really didn't overturn the whole thing. They just overturned it so states can make the decision, which is probably the right thing. That's how evil it is. Chuckie Schumer is evil. All them guys are evil. Ladies, too. These people are evil. I'm calling them what they are. You're right. Man, that's going to horse. That's not horse. These people are evil. Chuck Schumer looks like he got a double extra small phone stuck up. I mean, he wears it all the time and never takes it off. The dude ain't never smiled. I think it's amazing. So Trump gets indicted on the whole thing was a lie. The whole thing with this district attorney was a liar who said when he was running, if I get a chance, I'm going to put Trump in jail. I'm going to convict him. The guy ran a campaign like that. And so when he had a chance to do it, he did it. The whole thing was a lie. But that was good justice. All the people in the media, the president of the United States. Oh, this is great. This is, see what happened. And then when Hunter went down for the count, see, it's Trump. He wants his bad decision on his, but now that Hunter got convicted, you know, it's bad on his, but it's good on Hunter. No, it's really the opposite way. Folks, watch the people that are mad about this. Joe Biden's supposed to make some comments today. You might not know what Joe said. Whatever he says. But it's amazing. They want the good. The justices are great when they rule against Trump. When they rule for Trump, and they're not ruling for Trump, they really rule for the law. We're supposed to be a country of laws. The left is always upset. See, the left, folks, here's what you got to understand about the left. They want to control and dominate you. They don't want freedom of speech. They want you to believe in their speech. They want you to believe in their ways. And if you don't believe it, they're going to go after you. They want to attack you. And they want to use the courts to bring down anybody that disagrees with the Obamas and the Schumers and the Nancy Pelosi's. These people are sick. I didn't say they couldn't have their opinion. But they want the courts to force you to believe that abortion, killing of a baby, is okay. They want you to believe that the Green New Deal, which is the biggest lie that's ever been told in mankind's history, that we're running the planet. They want you to believe that? Barack Obama said, well, it's a consensus, 97% of scientists, and maybe we ain't even arguing about this anymore. That's what they want everybody. Mask, vaccines, 6 foot distance. There's no argument. This is what you need to believe because Dr. Quack Quack Fauci said it. Folks, look at what they're doing to this country. Look what they're doing to the border, the debt. Nobody cares. I got an article. I just got to go back and get $91 trillion worth of debt. $91 trillion worth of debt. That's insane. Yet they keep running it up. It's insanity. Yet they keep telling people there's nothing wrong with this. Our leftist government has gone amok. And that's how countries fall. We got a media who's one-sided. They've taken side. They've taken side of the satanic side of the ledger. Because I think there's good and evil. That's Jesus and Satan. And you say, well, do you believe that? 100%. And no middle ground? There's some middle ground on things in life. But a lot of things are clear. You can't have a party that's got all these people voting for him. They go to the black vote. They go to the black vote and say, vote us. He's a racist. He's a David Duker. And they buy into it every time. And then we got the elite liberals, the ones that run our universities and the ones that run our government that's smarter than God, telling everybody, vote this way. This person's bad. This person's good. And they want you believe in what they say, you believe in what they believe in. Are you bad? Are you evil? Now, somebody has a right to believe that killing a baby is okay. I don't think we ought to kill babies, though. You have a right to believe if you want to buy into the stupidity that we are burning up the planet and we have to do something about it is a stupid, stupid argument because scientists who get paid by government tell us that. When there's a lot of scientists out there, they don't want the argument because they can't. This is their favorite time of year. They get so excited we got a hurricane in the Gulf, they can't see straight. Record, record, record. That's all I see. Blowing it up, blowing it up, blowing it up. Oh, man, this is record occurrence. You know, it's, and you have to believe Like, that's communism, to tell people we have to believe in something because they say you have to believe in something. So we do. We print money. We're spending hundreds of billions of dollars, if not trillions of dollars, to go in an area away from natural gas and oil and gas and coal. God gave us all natural stuff that comes out the ground and the ocean and the Gulf, and it keeps food prices down. It keeps energy prices down. For you and me to live, we feed the whole world, and they tell you, no, that ain't no good. Why? Control. There's not a bigger lie that's ever been told of America that we buying into. It's why I get frustrated with oil and gas and chemical plants and things like that when they go, well, we'll take that money for carbon capture. Carbon capture is a lie and a joke. It's 100% a joke. It's also 100% profitable when you can get money free from the federal government, which, by the way, is why your Happy Meal went up and your car prices have gone up. None of this should be happening. And we're told this is what you have to believe. And they convince kids who became students in colleges and become grown-ups now, believing this is real. The devil's advocate writes about it every day. Oh, we got to save the planet. Oh, the coast is diminished somewhat for one reason, the diversion of the Mississippi River. Not because of oil and gas. No matter what John Carmouche says, nothing to do with oil and gas. But see, you can't sue the environment. The environment has no money. But you can sue oil and gas. The environment has no money. We got to find a scale. Who's got deep pockets? Oil and gas. Sue them. Run them out of here. That's what they're doing. And this is phenomenal to watch how people are voting for people who's going to tell them what they can do, how they can live, how much money you can make, how many kids you can have, and you're not going to be free. Because if they can tell you all that, you're not free. If I want to have 9 kids, Wikipedia says I have 6, folks. I got 4. I ought to be able to have 9 kids. I ought to be able to go out and make a living. I can make $1 million, $2 million, $10 million. That's doing it legally. I should be able to buy a pickup truck if I want to. But when they say, oh, you can do all that, it's going to cost you a lot more money. Why? Because they are basing this on a lie. So we're going to be taxed and feed, and they're going to run up debt that we should have never run up. You know, psycho Bill Cassidy's still out there running around bragging about all his money he's bringing for the Green New Deal, all his money for the economy. When the economy crashes, are they going to blame the Green New Deal, all this money we invested? No. They're going to blame capitalism. They're going to blame people being free to do what they want. That's the problem. That's what we're dealing with, the federal government now. That's what we're dealing with. Somebody that loves the United States of America and people that hate it, and they want to, quote, Barack Obama, fundamentally transform us into something we were never, ever, ever designed to do. All right, we got to take a break. Don't forget, Mike Monclaw will join us at the top of the hour, president of Louisiana Oil and Gas Association. He will get as much time as Mike needs. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. By the way, some more rankings came in. Louisiana, not so good. We'll be right back. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, HUDCO Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where HUDCO Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or a brand new roof, HUDCO Roofing has you covered. HUDCO is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. HUDCO Roofing is also a state certified installer of the fortified roofing system, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. HUDCO specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote from HUDCO Roofing right now. Go to HUDCOroofing.com. That's HUDCOroofing.com. Fill out the form and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust HUDCO Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's HUDCOroofing.com. Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill, Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. MatthewJames.com. MatthewJames.com. Let me jump back. U.S. News and World Report ranks Louisiana worst state for roads, education, and pollution. U.S. News and World Report 2024 best state rankings are out. And the news isn't good for Louisiana. Sadly, the Pelican State came in 50th. And to rank among the worst state, 8 quality of life categories for the second time. Now, you know, 2024 is based off of 2023. We got second worst rankings ever, both under the watchful eye of Bell Edwards. It's amazing, you know, they... write a story on me in the Advocate. Say I'm a bomb thrower. I've been fighting to get out of last. Elected officials come along. They have the power to change stuff so the private sector can get better. And I'm the bad guy. And they've been listening to me for 31 years. I saw somebody, I didn't read. It's an article written by Tyler Bridges. I didn't read it. I read it first. The only thing I saw was the headlines because somebody had several people send me that. And I just read it and laughed. I didn't want to read it because I hate reading about me, good or bad. And I'm sure there was some bad, and that's good. So, but I saw the headlines when I had bomb thrower at the politicians who promised to change this but never do it. 31 years, they would have listened. Somebody else said, yeah, I don't know if it was Bananas Foster, somebody. He don't ever offer solutions. We offered solutions for 31 years. You know, I had C.B. Ferguson on this program for 12 years. You know how many people I had on, economists? How many people I've had on this program? You know how many times I've offered opportunities for people to come on and talk about it? And I talked about what we need to do so many times because they don't want to do it. I'm a bomb thrower. Because they don't want to change the culture of Louisiana. I'm the bad guy. I'm not the bad guy. I don't accept that. I don't have to. It goes on and on and on again. No changes, no changes, no changes, no changes. So the guy on the radio challenges them, they get upset with me. But yet when they all got elected Republican, oh, we're going to change the state. We're going to change. Don't change nothing. So in the, let me tell you something. When the U.S. News and World Report puts us 50th, all 50 states see this. Businesses see it. That's why when I got into it yesterday with John Carmouche, who literally has wiped the oil and gas industry out of the state from what it used to be, and jobs have left, but they won't take responsibility. They ain't their fault. Oil and gas just left because there was nothing else to drill here, which is not true. Nobody takes responsibility. Carmouche and him are exact. By the way, Mike Moncloud would join. We'll let him tell the story next. I try to tell him, but Carmouche wanted to talk about his great reputation. But the facts are in, the oil and gas industry has left. Industries are not coming here. You got to make it a friendly business, stay for everybody. I don't care what business it's in. I mean, look, I ain't take a penny from gambling, don't want a penny of their money. I think we should have never started gambling. I think it was a dumb way to do your economy. But people did it, even though the Constitution said we should never have gambling in here. We suppressed the idea of it. They made it gaming in the Louisiana legislature. And so gaming is not gambling, so we got gaming. I wonder why they keep putting them 1-800 gambling if you have a gambling problem, 1-800 numbers for you to call. We don't have gambling. We got gaming. But I was wrong on that. I got beat on that one, too. I was early in my career. Blank Page Cortez, he's mad at me, too. Blank Page and his buddy Joel Robidoux, raising taxes, y'all. Joel Robidoux. They made sure we got a gambling expansion like we've never had it. It's the biggest expansion of gambling ever. That's what desperate states do. They turn to gambling. All the stuff we talked about. By the way, in the last 4 or 5 years, maybe longer than that, Daniel Erspalmer's been on. He's been involved with almost every elected official. Daniel Erspalmer with the Pelican Institute has offered solution after solution after solution after solution after solution on this program. Promoted by me on this program, but that don't matter because they don't want to do that. They sign off on it. Daniels find out the hard way, working with elected officials. They don't do much. So here it is, Crime and Corrections 50th. Jeff Landry, to his credit, Governor Landry, had a special session to address some of this. I don't know if it went far enough or not, but I think Jeff's the type. If he sees some improvement, we're going to know about it. But if we need to correct something, he's going to correct it and add to it. But we're 50th. Crime and corrections, we're 50th. Economy, 49th. That old Bel Air's economy for 8 years. I wonder why the advocate didn't come do an interview and Tyler Bridges didn't come do an interview with me while Bel was in office for 8 years. But he's willing to come because I saw a... at least on the headlines, and I got something back from somebody who said, yeah, I told you it was going to be about Landry. And I thought, I told him, don't do that. He probably did it anyway. But I'm not reading because I don't care. But the point being is, economy. Bel Air was all this money we got rolling in. I said, what did Bel do for the economy? He did nothing. He raised $7 billion in taxes that Paula Pelosi Davis voted for billions of dollars. Billions of dollars, old Paula. I hope she runs statewide one day so we can put a true record out there. But billions of dollars in new taxes. What did Bel do to get all this money coming in? COVID, hurricanes, federal money, period. Medicaid expansion, taxes he raised, and federal money. Economy's 49th because him and Jay Darden, the legendary Jay Darden, could not sit on this program, and I offered to go to the Capitol and put both of them on there. They wouldn't let me do it. They could embarrass me on my program, but they couldn't embarrass me on my program. Because they know I'm right and they're wrong. They did nothing to make the economy better. Zero. We're 49th. They did nothing. That's what I try to tell Mr. Carmouche. You run people out of here. Where are we turning for jobs now? We're 49th, folks. 49th. Fiscal stability, we 41st, but that's based on government. Well, if you get all this federal money and $7 billion in new tax increases, we're only 41st. Healthcare, 46. We got Medicaid expansion. Infrastructure, 49th. What did Bel Edwards do to get infrastructure? Nothing. All this money we got in, folks. He made his friends rich, and now he's working for a law firm with the Green New Deal, as predicted by your good-looking host. 49th. Natural environment, 49th. And here's one that really blows my mind. Opportunity, 44th. The opportunity's not here. When you're on the backside of opportunity, young people will leave. Out migration, look at the census, started in 2016 to get worse. Who was the governor? Bel Boy. It was Bel Boy. Bel Edwards. I wish the advocate would have came interview me while Bel was in office. I had a lot to say about Bel. Louisiana overall ranking, 50th. We can jump up and down and pat each other on, give each other a high five, and boy, we're going to fix this and fix that. We rank 50th. And this is what I've been trying to get through the knucklehead politician, Mr. Carmouche and the rest of them. They won't listen. They're part of a system that won't change Louisiana. I try to tell him Moneybags, his buddy the Greaser, all these people. They don't look at this. This is going out to all 50 states. This is going out to look at what businesses. And you look at this, economy 49th, education's actually improved, opportunity way at the end, crime, infrastructure, natural environment. They get mad at me because I called somebody a nickname. What a horrible guy. I say it again. I can put their nickname on the air. They can never say mine on the air without getting kicked off. We'll be right back. Mike.
Support local business.
News Talk 96.5. KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
He wants to turn down the heat.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden will travel this hour to the D.C. Emergency Operations Center, pushing a new workplace safety standard
for protecting workers from extreme heat, including requirements that employers identify heat hazards, develop emergency plans for heat illness, and implement rest breaks, access to shade and water. FEMA is also making nearly $1 billion in federal funding available for infrastructure projects to make communities more climate resilient.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Now, President Biden will later campaign in Virginia. His campaign and Democrats had their best fundraising month in June, $127 million, as they keep trying to reassure donors that he's still able to do the job after last week's debate performance. Last night, the president railed against the Supreme Court Trump immunity ruling.
That undermines the rule of law of this nation.
He says no one should be above the law.
American people must decide. They want to entrust the president once again, the presidency, to Donald Trump. Now knowing he'll be even more emboldened to do whatever he pleases whenever he wants to do it.
And while the court did say presidents have immunity for official acts, there is no immunity for unofficial acts. Former President Trump hopes the ruling thwarts his three looming criminal trials and perhaps halts sentencing next week in New York.
The judge could decide not to take this issue up. The deadline for filing post-trial motions passed a few weeks ago, and Merchant could instead direct Trump's lawyers to appeal the conviction after Trump is sentenced. In this case, Trump's 34 felony convictions for falsifying business records is based on actions Trump took as president, but also as a candidate.
Fox's Brian Yenis near the Trump estate in Palm Beach, Florida. We just heard from the Manhattan DA's office saying they do not oppose a request to delay sentencing, but they also say the former president's argument is without merit. America's listening to Fox News.
If you had $1 million in 2009, today it would be worth less than $700,000. That's the effect of out-of-control government spending shrinking your hard-earned dollars, and it's why central banks and savvy investors are buying gold. For thousands of years, gold has withstood war, famine, and economic downturns. It's been a stalwart hedge against inflation and hyperinflation. And the company I, Buck Sexton Trust, to help you diversify into gold is Birch Gold Group. For two decades, Birch Gold has helped concerned Americans convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can trust Birch Gold, too.
To learn more, text the word PROTECT to 989898 and get a free, no-obligation info kit on gold. Again, text PROTECT to the number 989898 to protect your hard-earned savings.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPL.
Get ready for something fresh and exciting with the Josh Guillory Show. Josh Guillory brings a new perspective to the airwaves, analyzing news and issues coming out of Baton Rouge in Washington, D.C., and breaking down how they affect you. Engaging, raw, and informative, Guillory knows how to have fun while delivering the latest in politics and current events. With daily features that entertain and inform, you won't want to miss a single episode. The Josh Guillory Show, 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, only on News Talk 96.5, KPL.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5, KPL, or Town Square Media.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us as we rock and roll the Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline right here on the Moon Griffon Show. Check them out, MatthewJames.com, MatthewJames.com. All righty. A guy demanding equal time is joining us. Mike Monclaw, Louisiana Oil and Gas Association. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
A man is on vacation, coming out of vacation time to demand equal time after John Carmouche came on yesterday, and I'm semi joking, but I'm almost serious about it because it was a lot said. I know you got a chance to go back and listen to it. Anyway, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. Yeah, I was drinking pina coladas on the beach, and my phone was blowing up that John Carmouche was on. And look, I've actually had a chance to meet John, just as you have.
Yeah.
And we have actually some really good mutual friends, and seems like a good guy to have a beer with. We're just kind of philosophically different on how we view the world on some things, you know. But certainly a nice guy, and I think he just – was probably calling in to because of all the flack.
No, he didn't.
About
he didn't.
His appointment.
Yeah, he didn't call in. He drove to the station and sat face to face, put him right by me.
Yeah.
By the way, I brushed my teeth and took some mints. We were all good. No, I'm not worried about that because everybody's welcome. You know, I got an open microphone. But John didn't agree with me when I said that they've run oil and gas out of here. He just disagreed with that. But I think you can kind of set the record straight on what's been going on with these suits and legacy and coastal lawsuits. And you know, y'all in the business, y'all know what the legal environment has done to y'all. So, Mike, in your own words, tell us what's really going on.
Yeah, I mean, I heard he kind of took a shot at Don Briggs a little bit. I'm not sure why something that is now so obvious is still kind of stuck in his crawl. But, I mean, my family is case in point on what coastal lawsuits did to the industry. South Louisiana has always been a barge-dominant market just because of the landscape of South Louisiana. So it's marshy, you know. I took a walk down memory lane last night, and I went back onto the rig data reports, and I looked back, you know, 10 years ago. We had 15 land rigs running in South Louisiana, and we had 29 barge rigs running. The coastal lawsuits raised their ugly heads about that same time. Then OPEC opened the spigot on us in about 15. And then we had COVID. And so it's been a recovery for a lot of the, you know, the entire country. But everyone has recovered except for Inland Waters, Louisiana.
Yeah.
We had 10 rigs running on land this year in Louisiana. The most we've had is one or two barge rigs running, down from 29 10 years ago. We had to cut our barges into pieces of steel and sell them to scrap and file bankruptcy on our marine workover rig business. And, I mean, if you don't think that zero work out there is due to anyone that files a dredging permit gets named in a lawsuit, that's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, we had $40 million-plus annual revenues in that business with $20 million in payroll for local people in Louisiana, and that is gone. That whole business has been bankrupted. You know, it's sickening, man.
And by the way, Mike, that's 100% because of the legal environment and the legal environment that Carmouche and them have created.
Yeah. And look, I'll tell you, in 2015, Gifford Briggs asked me to go to the Capitol. They do what's called an industry day. And it's, I don't know, six, seven, eight of us went over there, and we all gave a little five-minute speech. One of the guys, he drilled one well. It was a dry hole. He plugged it. All he did was file for a permit to dredge 300 additional feet on an already existing canal. And after the job was done, he plugged it. He's gone, and he's named in the lawsuit. Why is he named? So he gets up there and tells his story, and, man, his lip starts quivering. He starts crying. Well, the next day, his lawyer calls him and says, hey, the other side said they're going to let you out of this lawsuit as long as you don't tell that story again.
Oh, my God.
And that's the kind of thing that, you know, just makes you, man, I mean, there's hundreds of companies named in these lawsuits frivolously, and they have to continue to pay lawyer fees to defend themselves for year upon year, and it gets bigger and bigger. I mean, these companies are paying $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 in legal fees for no reason.
My God. And so, but he did admit that the law, the oil and gas industry, for the most part, has moved out of here. Not all out of here, but your big guys are. You know, I go work out at Reds, and I do things like everybody else. I go to restaurants, and I go to places, and all these oil and gas people are working out of state, still living here, and a lot of them are just upset that their jobs used to be here, and they're not here anymore, but not to mention our migration of jobs and people leaving here.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt, but that migration started happening years ago as Houston became such the mecca of oil and gas. I mean, a lot of people were just moving to Houston. That doesn't mean that there's no wells left. Mm-hmm. Just because you don't office here doesn't mean the wells aren't still here. I mean, so there is still business here. It's just hard to get people to invest in our state, make acquisitions of your properties in Louisiana, or if you want to sell your property, you might have to sell it for way lower than you could in other states because no one wants the responsibility of the impending lawsuits because they're coming.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, we're talking to Mike Monclaw, president of Louisiana Oil and Gas Association. Okay, LOGA, as people like to talk about. Let me give you a quick Don Briggs story. Don Briggs sat on this program in 2016, I want to say. Maybe 17. I had just moved here. Edwards was elected in 15. And he came in here and he told a story. And he said, Moon, he said, I got two investors. I'm talking about billion-dollar investors coming from New York. Oil and gas and stuff was starting to pick back up. Okay? And he said, but both of them said, hell no, we're leaving. We're going to invest somewhere else. And I said, why? He said, because the governor, if you remember, told the parishes, if y'all don't go after the oil companies, we will. That's exact words out of the mouth of Bill Edwards, and it's exact words out of the mouth of investors. He said, we're not coming where you got a sitting governor, a powerful governor, getting people to sue us and a parishes to sue us. That was one of the last, not the last time I talked to Don, but it's been a while now, but that was something he said, the microphone right here by me, and I always been astonished by that.
Yeah, and look, it's no surprise. I mean, you know where John Bell Edwards is working now, right? He's working for a firm that does legacy lawsuits.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, he's involved in that. He's involved in Green New Deal monies. Exactly. Because he knows there's a bunch more money there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, I had some dealings with John Carmouche about 2 months ago. Did Alan Seaball, I heard that he was on your show a while back. I missed it. Did he mention our legacy lawsuit bill, Senate Bill 459?
No. I don't remember us talking about that at all. But go ahead and talk about it.
So when we knew that we were going to have a new governor and John Bell was leaving, I decided really start early and got a couple of lawyers working on a legacy lawsuit bill. And then Jeff gets elected governor and he has all these transitional teams. He puts my brother Matt on one of the transitional teams, the ECM, the Energy Chemical Maritime Transition. And they met two or three times and they, came up with goals and what to do to move Louisiana forward for oil and gas. First and foremost at every meeting was fix legacy. We've got to have legacy reform. Mm-hmm. Number two was fix severance taxes. And number three was fix the permitting process in the coastal zone. There's no reason it should take a year to get a permit. And in Texas, it takes 2 weeks. So those are some things we got to fix. I think that Governor Landry has hired two great guys in Tyler Gray and Denby Avenue to fix the permitting problems. Mm-hmm. We could not address severance taxes this session because it was not a fiscal session, so we're hoping to tackle that next session. But we went all in on legacy. And we actually dropped the bill with C-ball. And as soon as the bill hit the, everybody said, man, you're running a legacy bill? I said, yeah. I get a call from both landowner associations. They want to talk. So we have a meeting, and one of them is good with our bill as is. The other one wants to make a few subtle changes. We have a conference call. Now we are going to run a legacy bill in lockstep with the two landowner associations that represent millions of acres in Louisiana. Now, are there going to be some one-off, landowners that might not be in the association or that might have lost on a vote? Sure. But both landowner associations in Louisiana held hands with us and went into the hardest committee to get out of the Capitol in Baton Rouge, Jude. And we got our bill out of Jude. And John's partner was there against us, and we were able to get it out. I was really, really happy that we were able to move the bill to the floor. And John called me a couple weeks later. We got together. But every time he called, it was kind of like we were under the gun. We needed to have something done by the next day. And he was trying to push too much on us. And it just didn't work out. And I'm just not sure that, we gave him two or three things, but he wanted everything. And, yeah. Look, I'll work with him again because we're going to run the bill again. Okay. But we have to fix the legacy in this state. But I tell you, Moon, to see how the sausage was made, it made me want to vomit, man.
Now, hold your thought, right there. I want you to come back and talk about how that was made. Mike Moncaw, my special guest, the president of the Louisiana Oil and Gas Association. We'll take a break. Be right back. More from Mr. Moncaw. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com. Oh, shucks, you've been hearing me brag about shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish. All fresh, every day, right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you. Or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh, good.
The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you're sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine an electric bill so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in the couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company. Solar Louisiana. Do you crave...
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Grafon Show. Great to have you back with us. Mike Moncaw, my special guest. Louisiana Oil and Gas Association. He's on the Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. All right, Mike, so you was in the story, and you were getting ready to tell us about a disaster. So,
Yeah, it's just the way the sausage is made in Baton Rouge, man. It's not always pleasant to see. But, I mean, you know, we had this bill, both landowner associations on board, and we made a few amendments for the Jude A chairman as well as Carmouche, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And we made a few amendments to it. It watered it down a little bit, but it's still a whole lot better than what we have now. And we were ready to run the bill. And it was on a Wednesday, and it was going to be run. And we did what they call a tick vote. And we went, we 39 senators, you need 20 to win, or to get it, you know, to get it out of the Senate. And so you check off, yes for each of your yeses. And we had 22. And so we were excited. We were going to get this bill to the floor. And end of the day comes, and they recess early. So we got to come back the next day. Well, the next day, Jefferson Parish, some organization there, put a floor note out on all the senators' desks saying that our legacy lawsuit bill was going to ruin Jefferson Parish's chances at their coastal lawsuit money.
So
we had to go all around the Senate again, as if land loss has anything to do with environmental damages in Monroe, Louisiana, Jena, Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana. Legacy lawsuits are all over the state. It's an environmental case.
Crazy.
Coastal is land loss. And so they tried to just, throw a grenade on our bill. And so we had to go, and we had to go to all the senators, and we got the vote again. We're still at 22. And they said, well, we don't really trust the lobbyist tick. So they had Big Mike Fessy, senator from Houma.
Yeah, I'm familiar with
him. Inside the ropes. And Big Mike comes back. He says, hey, we got 22. I said, that's what I said. Let's run it. So we're going to run the bill that night. And C-Ball runs a bill that he had the votes on. And it ends up getting beat, or not really beat. Just they moved it to Monday, and he didn't want to move it to Monday. Well, when that happened, they decided not to run C-Ball's next bill because they were afraid of a filibuster by one of the Democrat senators, and they all wanted to go home for the night.
Mm.
So they kill us that day. They don't run the bill. By the time we come back on Monday, the Carmouche's counterparts over in Lake Charles, I think he mentioned they've got to be the guy's wife, Mudd, that law firm got to two of our senators, and we lost two of them. And we also lost one of the Jefferson Parish votes that we thought we had because of the tie-in to the coastal.
Yeah.
And so we end up with 19, and so we just didn't run the bill.
Yeah.
And it just made me want to vomit to see how it worked, where we had the votes for two straight days and couldn't get a vote.
And yeah, but do you
over a weekend?
Well, let me ask you a question. I'm not throwing anybody on the bus. Seemed like to me the Senate president dropped the guard on that because Kevin Henry's from Jefferson Parish and they're talking about coastal lawsuits. I mean, come on, man. They worry more about the money than doing what's right, and that's what's frustrating me just listening to you. Make me want to throw up, too.
Well, I mean, look, I like Cameron, and I think he's going to do a great job where he is. I need to do a better job of selling him on the difference. You know, he might not know the difference between coastal and legacy, and he might have some concerns there. I need to get to Jefferson Parish in the next couple of months and go sit down with him and really explain the difference to him so he'll understand. So I'm going to take a little bit of that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, just kind of frustrating to watch because let me just be blunt. The reason your bill was stopped was Carmouche and them, but the big reason is money. And everybody wants their money. They don't care how they get it. They don't care what it does to Ben. They just want their money. And that's the frustrating part about it to me.
And oil and gas gets a black eye a lot of times from the politicians that they don't get involved in elections.
Yeah.
And, oil and gas companies aren't built that way. They've got a P&L, and they got to make profits, and they make their money on selling oil and selling gas. And a lot of them aren't even from here. A lot of them are actually foreign. It's really hard for them to get involved in elections. Some of them have stockholder rules that they can't. And so we don't really get involved in a lot of.
By the way, we got to take a quick break. But the lawyers get involved. Oh, do they get involved in elections?
Absolutely.
Hey, y'all got deep pockets. They get involved from y'all money. We'll be right back. Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites: nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state-certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing right now. Go to HudcoRoofing.com. That's HudcoRoofing.com. Fill out the form, and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's HudcoRoofing.com.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. And, of course, my friend President Mike Monclaw, Louisiana Oil and Gas Association. You know, Mike, let me ask you a question. I know y'all do things and you go to unfortunate legislation. Everything seems to get watered down. I don't know if you listen to me enough, but I hate steps in the right direction. Because I don't like them. I don't like them at all. And the reason I don't like them at all is that it really doesn't move anything. It just kind of says, okay, we're going to maybe go over here. And so there's some major things we can do. Is these legacy lawsuits and these lawsuits against y'all, it's got to be what's holding us back from being the best we can be and growing here. Because I know being the president of the association that you are, the big thing you want to see for business is to grow here, and it seems like that's the problem. You're not able to grow if the lawsuits are always on the top of the head of these businesses.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, look, and even if we have a legacy reform, this is not going to be an instantaneous. People are coming back to Louisiana. It is going to take years to get trust and get people to come back to our state. I mean, we have really soured the taste in a lot of people's mouths. I mean, not just oil companies, but private equity firms.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are oil companies that, you know, you can't go to a bank anymore. It's all private equity. And so you go to these private equity firms, and if when they hear the word Louisiana, they're out, you know? So it's
well, that's a shame. Ain't that such a shame? Because you and me want to live here and grow here and run our business here and people to stay here, just to mention the name of Louisiana. Of course, I say this jokingly, but I'm somewhat sincere. they'd been listening to me for 31 years, we wouldn't be having this problem. We'd already be there, brother. Yeah. We'd already be there.
I know. Well, you've always been very supportive, and we appreciate your voice out there for sure.
Yeah, I'm just so you come back next year and you push the bill, you're still going to have the same John Cormier firm against you. In other words, what I see in this, they're not willing to admit that they are a problem. They're not willing to admit that. And if they're not going to ever admit that they're a problem, and Cormier and all these guys will never admit what's happening with insurance and, you know, and your business and other business got these trucks, they can't only pay the insurance. I mean, this is kind of getting ridiculous for our state to think we can grow without making major changes. That's all.
Yeah. No, and look, it was disappointing this whole session with all the tort reform bills. I mean, I tell all the lobbyists that, you know, I've got a new group of friends in Baton Rouge, all my lobbyist friends, and I tell them all the time in the Capitol, no one has been sued more than me at the Capitol. Okay? Yep. I know, you know, having 1,000 employees and 350 of them being maritime, believe me, I have been sued over 100 times. And having trucks on the road, and I know how bad we need tort reform in this state. So, yeah, it was disappointing that we didn't get more done this session, for sure.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, sooner or later, if we don't take major moves, the hell with baby steps and steps in the right directions, then it's really no way to catch up. If you got states that are driving 80 miles an hour and they already 1,000 miles ahead of us, do you think we're going to catch them driving 5 miles an hour? We're not. So we got to do some catch-up. And that's the problem that I'm fighting with, Mike. And it's not just in oil and gas industry. I'm glad you brought that up. It's in a lot of things because all businesses help all businesses. You know yourself, the oil and gas industry was doing really well, all the small businesses were doing really well. People that sold hats and caps and shirts and uniforms and food and restaurants, and we could just go on and on because y'all lived in a heart and soul right here in Lafayette. It's good for everybody. But when you shut down the goose that laid the golden eggs because y'all, the oil and gas industry, quote, has deep pockets, they just looking for deep pockets. And y'all it right now. I guess insurance companies got deep pockets because they're after them so bad. So it seems like anytime we got businesses here, we don't do well because we got the lawyers trying to get everybody's money from them.
Yeah. No, it's tough, man. It's tough being in business. I mean, you know, look, and you know, a lot of those commercials you see, you know, you're suing the insurance company. In probably over 100 lawsuits that we've had, I'd say only 10 of them have gone over our deductible.
Yeah.
And so they're not suing the insurance company. They're suing me. I mean, we have a $100,000 deductible in my family business.
Wow.
And
wow.
So, I mean, when you talk about how many lawsuits we've had over the years and how many times we had to take it out of our pockets, not the insurance money. But every time you get a claim, your claims go up. Even though you're paying it, your insurance goes up next year.
Mm.
So my insurance goes up and I'm paying the claims.
Wow.
So, yeah, no, it's. I can go on all day on lawsuits, man. It's not a fun subject at my office.
Yeah. By the way, you talked about giving money into giving money in the political system. This is what gets me upset, Mike, with gambling and the lawyers, because once they made a lot of money, they start playing into politics, governor's race, Supreme Court, judges, representatives, senators, local governments, they start playing in the politics of it because they got a lot of money to play in the politics. And if you read the latest trial lawyers, and Cormier kept saying he wasn't a trial lawyer, and that's fine, but you read the latest trial lawyers, now they're bragging about how much money they got for the customer. We got $1 billion. Well, they didn't really get $1 billion for the customer because they had expenses, and they're going to get their 40% or 50 or 35 or whatever they get. And so now they're bragging about how much money they're getting. And they show oil and gas industries and the billions of dollars they got from them. And I'm going, wow, this is really what we come to now.
Yeah, yeah. But then you got one saying that they want to be your lawyer for life. And I'm not going to say the name, but I mean, you know, that means they want to be like your grocery store. They want you to go to them every week. You know, when you sue somebody, it's supposed to be a terrible time in your life. These guys want you to go sue somebody every week.
Yeah, but you think about this. They got one of them standing on a truck, and they got one in a truck talking about the guy standing on the truck. Now, if you're a trucking company, why would you want to come here? But the thing about it is not just trucking companies, because in your business, you've got to have trucks. A lot of businesses out there have to have trucks. So you're looking at going, wow, they want to sue everything that moves. If it don't move, if it moves, they suing it. And that's the kind of mentality we have here now, Mike, and that's my frustration with it. I don't care what somebody makes for a living. I get it. But, man, when you're stopping the free flow of business, you're shutting down a state is what you're doing. I just read U.S. News and World Report, 50th again. Second time under Bill Edwards, because that basically goes back to 2023. They call it the 2024 watch, but it's based on everything we did for 2023. That's not a positive thing out there in the country for U.S. News and World Report to put us 50th when it comes to the type of state we are.
Right.
Wow.
That was disappointing.
Yeah. I knew you guys are frustrated with it all because it affects y'all so hard. But most people don't know what y'all are going through. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about all of y'all in that business because of lawsuits. Now you got the legacy lawsuits, and now you got parishes. Correct me on something, and I'll let you get out of here. You don't have to stay the last segment, but you can if you want to. The legacy lawsuits, how many in some of these parish lawsuits, coastal lawsuits, how many parishes are actually involved in suing? How many parishes have they talked into suing?
On legacy, it's not parish. It's individual landowners that sue. So the parishes are who's suing on the coastal, and as you mentioned earlier, through John Bell. I think there's 19 parishes that are in the coastal zone, and I think there was 14 of them that had joined the suit. There was five that had held out, and then they might have got a couple to join. We were trying to get Vermillion to drop back out since they had voted twice unanimously on their police jury not to be in the lawsuit. And the last DA, Stutes, went with the trial lawyers or went with, John Bell and sued on behalf of Vermillion. But look, there's zero legacy lawsuits in the state of Texas.
Say that one more time.
Zero in the state of Texas. And there's, I want to say it was 586 or 568, I'm getting my number wrong, but in Louisiana, on the Saunders website right now, the state
website. Mercy. Hey, let me take a break. I'm gonna come back and do one more. I want to go there and talk a little bit about that, because have you heard of any big law firms moving out to the state of Louisiana?
No.
I'm asking. Have you heard any big law firms say, you know what, we can make more money in Texas? You don't see that, do you? But the insurance companies have left, and all companies have left, but not the lawyers. Anyway, let me one more segment. Michael Mahoney, and then you can go back on that on the beach and drink a pina colada.
Ah, yeah.
Mike, we'll be right back.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you're sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine an electric bill so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in the couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
Our friends at Shoemaker Homes have done it again. They just released a one-of-a-kind plan that you'll want to see. Imagine stepping into a French country-inspired home that's the perfect blend of elegance and functionality. Welcome to the Avery French Country Plan. Stunning two-story, 2847 square feet masterpiece by Schumacher Homes that features 4 beds and 2.5 beds. Open kitchen layout. You got to check us out. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. You ever dream of building your perfect home? The time is now. For limited time through June 30th, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. $50,000. Use your savings how you want to and bring your dream home to life with up to $50,000 in options and upgrades. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com is who needs to build your dream home. Schumacher Homes. Trust them. That's $50,000 on your next custom home, folks. You need to call Schumacher Homes or go to the website. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Smooth and Griffon. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, Matthew Jane Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Mike Monclaw. Mike, and thanks for, you can't say you didn't get equal time. President of Louisiana Oil and Gas Association. So, Mike, I want you to go back over something. Because, you know, us guys, that people that are not in the business, we don't know everything going on. I tell people all the time when I interview people, there's no way for me to know everything. The difference between me and elected officials, they act like they know everything. I don't know everything. I try to learn as I go. So legacy lawsuits, explain the difference between a legacy and a coastal. And I want you to go back in the numbers, how many we got in Louisiana and how many they got in Texas.
Yeah, so on legacy, again, in Texas, there's zero legacy lawsuits. Wow. And in Louisiana, on the Sunrise site, you go look it up. It says, I want to say the number is 586 open cases for God environmental mercy. Damage from the 50s, 60s, you know, 40s, years and years ago, when regulations were different.
Yep. That's the stupidest lawsuits I've ever heard in my life, just about, really.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and look, and like one of the things...
Well, let me give you an example. I'm going to stop you one second. Let me give you an example. Back when I was growing up, I knew a guy... He ran off of the road. He was drunk. He landed on a car and killed two elderly people. They call it accidental death. That happens today. You're going to jail. I don't care who you are. You follow me? Why don't they go back and say, you know what? You killed somebody 40-something years ago, and we're going to now fine you for their families, and we're going to put you in jail. Because that's exactly what's being done.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense?
Well, like one of the... same thing as, you know, you've been driving down Interstate 10 on the bridge going, you know, 70. We're going to move the speed limit to 50, but we're going to bill everybody because we know y'all been speeding on the bridge for the last 50 years. So we're going to, you know, send y'all all an invoice for how many times you went on the bridge instead, you know. So, yeah. But we, on our legacy bill, one of the things that we actually put in there, I got some advice from somebody that said, hey, don't put anything that's retroactive because that doesn't go well at the Capitol. So not only did we take retroactivity out of our bill, we gave the other side an additional year to file any legacy claim that they wanted.
Yeah.
As long as at the end of that year, it's a new game.
Yeah.
So we were more than fair with the other side trying to get a deal done.
What I notice about the lawyers, Carmouche and them in particular, but you can name some other ones, they're not giving in. They don't want to give an inch. Same thing we got with the insurance companies and the lawyers. The people get beat up in between. Nobody wants to give an inch. They want to make their money. They don't really care about the guys. You know, when I call you, I can say, well, you're not a little guy. You're a company, a good-sized company. Okay, but the people that work for y'all like me, they're just guys that work for you. They're little guys, but they're very, very important. They don't care about those people. That's what I see it as.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, it's they've made a whole lot of money on legacy. If Coastal ever settles, they're all going to be billionaires.
Yeah, what is the culture?
They won't give up. They won't give up anything on legacy. They won't give up. They won't give up anything.
You said they'd be big and ass. How much is the legacy lawsuit? If everybody decides to sell, what kind of money are we talking about? And then what kind of money the lawyers will get? Because everybody always, I think it's a shame that these parishes that benefited from having oil and gas and benefited from people that live there and benefited their economy as part of this. Absolutely blows my mind.
Well, I mean,
what kind of money are we talking about?
Each case is different. You know, I mean, there's cases that have been $80 million cases, like, you know, Corbello. There's been cases that are, you know, $10 million, I mean, $100 million. I mean, it just depends on the amount of property, the amount of damage, and how much it costs to clean it up. But the lawyers get their X amount percentage of that, you know?
Well, I mean, but you said there'll be billionaires, so we got to be talking about billions of dollars.
I'm talking about on coastal.
Okay.
I'm talking about on coastal. So if you're talking about having to fix the coast and all these lawsuits from all these parishes, if they, you know, what does it cost to fix the coast? Does it cost $10 billion?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, see what
you're
saying.
But if it's $10 billion and they get 30%, 40%, then do the math, you know? I don't know if you saw, but they just announced the article today, I believe, that CPRA is going to get $2 billion to do the project at Barataria Bay that's been held up. You know, during the session, it was being held up. I don't know if it was being held up for my bill or what, but shortly after my bill was, you know, shortly after we pulled our bill from being run, all the issues went away, and now they're going to get $2 billion to fix Barataria, and it's all BP money.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's just one little place, $2 billion. So, I mean, what does it cost to fix the coast? I mean, is it, I don't know.
Well, yeah, but they're saying that the oil and gas were on the coast, and it's not. The diversion of the Mississippi River had more to do with the coast than anything. Anything.
Well, absolutely.
And let me tell you something. The ocean and the Gulf eats up a lot of stuff that happens with oil. That's where it comes from. My God. So it's...
Well, if you Google coastal erosion, and maybe not today because we've had so much in our state going on, but about 6-7 years ago, if you Google coastal erosion, South Carolina popped up.
Yeah.
They got no rig activity in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, I mean, look, I don't know if you saw, but late last week, that Chevron case came down from the Supreme Court.
I saw that. Yes, sir.
And that's where the bureaucrats, you know, been, you know, ruling from bureaucracy, not being elected, right? I mean, I'd love for John Carmouche to focus his lawsuit on coastal away from oil and gas and go to where it needs to be, like you just said, the Corps of Engineers.
Yep, yep. Well, they're not going to sue the federal government because
the federal government. Let the federal government print some money.
Yeah, federal government is not going to pay them a penny. They know that, so they go after the low-hanging fruit. They go after the deep pockets. They go. I mean, these people are some. But like I said, my big fear is that when they make all this money, they get involved. They get so involved in the politics of everything else we're doing. And then they try to dominate the Supreme Court and everything else. Judges and all that, because they got deep pockets to go pay for all that, and they do great. But the state does
and
bad in the big picture.
And all the big companies do is put money in our state, into our state schools. I mean, to John's appointment at LSU. Look, hey, man, I'm a UL Lafayette grad. If Shell wants to give that $75 million to UL, I'll broker the deal.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm going to agree 100%, but I told John Carmouche sitting right by me yesterday why I don't want him on there, that he shouldn't be on there. I told him right to his face that he shouldn't be on there. Because of this, he's back into Bill Edwards, going on and on again about running these businesses out of here. He's there because of the political deal. He shouldn't be on that position. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. Listen, all right, Michael, go back, enjoy your vacation. Tell your family and get mad at me later.
All right, you got it.
Y'all have fun. All right, man. By the way,
Thank you.
I think I know where you at. I think you down there with Carmouche. You ought to call him and go drink a beer. Maybe he'll buy.
He's He's one condo down. John, if you're listening, come have a beer, brother.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Just come get a drink with you. That's what I'm thinking, too. Tell him I said hi.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thank you. All right. We got to go. Phil Kirpin would join us. American Prosperity fella. It will be on with us in a few minutes. The rest of you, God bless. Have a great day.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard.